Bethany, Bethphage, and Jerusalem. These three places on a different continent and in a different time sound remote, distant, unimaginable. Bethphage, our first stop on the journey to Jerusalem, means house of unripe figs. Jesus, who famously curses a fig tree that does not bear fruit, pauses in Bethphage, that hamlet of unripe figs, that place pregnant with potential, that staging area before his suffering. As you pray in just a moment, will you ask God what your Bethphage is? Is it that place of dreaming, of pausing, of contemplation, of prayer before the catastrophe? It is, to some extent, that split second before the collision, the final phone call from the person you'll never hear from again, that last day of peace in the workplace or household before he or she or they explode and permanently change the course of your life. Bethany. Bethany. It is to Bethany, a sort of village of refuge for Jesus, where his very close friends, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, live, where he feels at home, where he can let his hair down, where he can relax. It is to Bethany that he sends two disciples. As soon as you arrive in Bethany, you'll find a colt tethered, one that has never yet been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks, "What are you doing?" say, "The Lord needs it," and will return it right away. Now that's a sermon in and of itself. If Bethphage is the staging ground, Bethany is the supply room. It is where you go when you know you'll find what you need. It's that reliable grocery store, the reliable friend, the reliable relationship, the reliable work friend. If you're going into surgery the next day, it is the call to the person who always picks up, whose voice fills you with every piece. Bethphage is the house of unripe figs. Bethany is the house of figs, presumably of the ripe variety. As you pray in a moment, ask God what your Bethany is. Bethphage, Bethany, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. It is from these villages that Jesus makes his way to Jerusalem, that ancient city adorning Mount Zion. Neither distant nor remote to us, as word came on October 7th, 2023, of grave attacks and kidnappings in Israel, resulting in a months-long assault on the people of Gaza, pushing them further and further and further south, further away from home. Thousands dead, two nations on diminished footing, an international community rent asunder again by by violence. Jerusalem, ironically, means city of peace. And yet it is the place where prophets are killed, violence of all kinds is executed, and it is to this place of paradox that Jesus goes, aware of the weight and urgency of this decisive moment. Jerusalem, even now, is contested, fought over, prized, cherished, home to three world religions. And it is in Jerusalem that Jesus meets his fate, exposing on the cross all of the powers and violence of his time and ours, becoming what the medieval Christians called the saving victim, whose body transforms an instrument of death into a vehicle of relentless, enriching life. What is your Jerusalem? Your city mixed with violence and upheaval and peace? Wherever you find yourself on this Palm Sunday, Bethphage, Bethany, Jerusalem, God is ready to meet you exactly where you are as you embark on your pilgrimage through this holiest of weeks. Amen.